Eric, thank you for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Am I correct that you're here today playing clarinet because of the classic Hanna-Barbera cartoon, Tom and Jerry? Is that a true statement?
That is 100% true. Yes. So cartoons were one of the ways that I would become occupied after the school day when I was bouncing off the walls and I would sit in front of the TV. And Tom and Jerry was my favorite one growing up. And I heard clarinet. There's a lot of clarinet in the soundtrack. And I just heard that sound. And I thought, that. I want to do that.
And Eric, over the years, the clarinet has evolved in many different ways. And today you have a 3D printed clarinet. Tell us about this instrument.
Yes, I'm so excited about it. It's by Pereira 3D Clarinet Services. And the selling points for me on this instrument are that it is essentially crack-proof, which is really important for a 21st century classical musician because we're finding ourselves playing in spaces other than concert halls. So I'm outside, I'm at bars, I've got to deal with a lot of temperature changes and humidity changes, and I know that this instrument's going to last and be reliable. The other, like, really critically important thing is the price point. It is essentially a sixth of the price of competitor models, but meets the same standards of professionalism. And so that's what this is, the Pereira 3D Clarinet Services, 3D printed clarinet.
And Eric, when you perform solo, you use a lot of digital effects. You have loop pedals and all sorts of things happening. Tell us a little bit about kind of the technical side of what you're doing.
Yeah, so I use a Boss RC300 loop station, and essentially, the reason I went with this piece of equipment was because it has a lot of loops and it has a multi-effects processor. So I can throw on distortion if I want, or a chorus effect, or a delay pedal.
And Eric, when I was in school, when we studied classical music, we learned about Bach, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky. We learned about these European and Russian men who were born hundreds of years ago. Well, today there are thousands of people of all ethnicities and genders writing new symphonic music and chamber works. Collectively, this work is referred to as new music, right? Do you categorize what you do as new music? And if so, how do you describe new music to sort of a general audience?
Yeah, so I fall under that category of new music. I'll also sometimes refer to it as new classical or newly composed music. And it's essentially a genre that is both carrying on the tradition of the classical music era and also changing things to meet the requirements of our time here and right now. That's how I would describe it. It's newly composed music that is using some sort of system of notation of writing and reading music, but is meant to be in the aesthetic of modern society.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for the performance today, and thank you for all the work you do here in the community to promote interesting and innovative music.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.